Hello, America. This is the place for uncensored talk on everything that divides us as a nation. I'm Alan Jacoby, and welcome to The Great Divide. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Great Divide podcast. It's me, Alan Jacoby. Hope you're all doing well. So, Joe Biden and the left have their sights on education and what they call additional quality free education for, you know, your children, my children, because apparently 12 years of school is not enough anymore. Joe Biden says it's part of this Build Back Better plan. First of all, the Build Back Better. What does that even mean? What are we building back better? I mean, I guess anything can be better, but this notion that we're in such a horrible place. There are things that are horrible, inevitably, but build back better. Joe Biden and his minions have done nothing to make anything better. But build back better, apparently, for the left and Joe Biden, means children need additional government-controlled and funded education. In other words, indoctrination. We all know what's going on in the school systems, the struggles between the pandemic and what's creeping in, or what they're attempting to have creep into curriculums. And that hardly seems better. Especially the way the public school system in this country is run now. Listen to Joe Biden and his eloquent description of his additional education plan.
The Build Back Better plan agenda starts with education. You know, one of the reasons why we were a leading country in the world for so long and still on the edges is because we're the first nation, industrial nation in the world to allow 12 years of free education back at the turn of the 20th century. But everybody's caught up. At the time they were debating what should be education in America, the argument was there should be 12 years of free education. And that's what got us ahead. That's what had us leap ahead of the rest of the world. But as I said, today everybody's caught up. Does anybody think in the 21st century, with the change that's taking place in technology and across the board, that 12 years of education is enough to be able to live a middle-class life? I don't think so. And so the fact of the matter is, I've decided we should have a minimum of 14 years of education. 14 years of education, which I'll explain in a second. You know, as the First Lady, I'm Jill Biden's husband, but as Jill would say, and she's a full-time community college professor while being the First Lady, she often says, any nation that out-educates us is going to out-compete us. Any nation that out-educates us is going to out-compete us. That's why I want to guarantee an additional 4 years of public education for every person in America, starting with providing 2 years of universal, high-quality preschool for 3- and 4-year-olds, building on what the governor has been doing here in Illinois. In the last 10 years, studies out of the great universities, study of a high-quality program here in Chicago, found that low-income children participating in preschool were 47% more likely to earn an associate's degree or higher and get through school without any difficulty. We have to build on that foundation for future success. And then I want to add 2 years of free community college for everyone.
Okay. First, Joe Biden says he wants to add 4 years additional, 4 more years additional education, making it 14 years of free education for all. You heard me, right? We have a 12-year public education system. He wants to add 2 years of free pre-K for 3- and 4-year-olds and 2 additional years free community college. So the last I knew, 12 plus 4 equals 16, right? So Joe clearly needs a brush up on arithmetic when he says he wants to have a 14 years of free education for all, when in fact it's 16 years. It's not 14 years. It's 16 years of indoctrination. And that's what I'm going to call it, indoctrination, because this is their plan. He also goes on to say 12 years of school is not enough to live a middle class life. In my opinion, there really isn't much left of the middle class. You're either poor or wealthy or rich. The middle class, because of inflation and rising product costs and everything else, I just feel is dwindling, the middle class. But I'm a proof. I'm a proof. I can't even talk. I'm proof that that statement is 100% false. I barely graduated high school. Barely. I did not spend one second in a higher education institution. And I am very comfortable. I am successful. I support a family. I do not live paycheck to paycheck. I didn't invent anything. I learned a skill and had to take, it's not even a trade school what I do. I had to take a test administered by the state I live in. But not only am I comfortable, but I can choose if I want to take a month off a couple times a year. Didn't go to college, don't have a degree, don't have an associate's, don't have a bachelor's, don't have a master's. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. And let me be clear, I am not knocking higher education whatsoever. There are professions out there you can't get into without higher education. But it's not the end-all, be-all of this notion of social status and competition. I came from nothing. My parents never owned a home. I started working at 12 years old, sweeping up in a mechanic shop that my father fixed cars in. At 13, I was sorting empty beer and soda cans every summer, getting stung by bees for years until I was like 17 or 18. So do you need a college degree to be successful? Absolutely not. Instead of pushing the learning of trades in school, they want to push this ridiculous racist critical race theory and gender identity. You don't hear too much now kids going to, you know, any vocational classes in school, like auto body, woodworking, electrical trades. And when I was in school, they had stuff like that. They had a whole wing dedicated to that stuff. I don't know if they do anymore. I don't hear anything about it. But 12 years of public education is plenty to live a so-called middle and even upper class life. I own and run successful businesses with the help of no one other than people teaching me things, but not in higher education institutions. On the job training, I guess you could call it, life experience. I'm not lucky. Again, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. My parents never owned their home. They paid somebody rent. They were not well off by any means. I just learned that if I wanted to do something and not live that way for the rest of my life, I had to do something about it. But college was not for me. I almost went to college to become a funeral director. I was going to embalm bodies for a living because I did some work in the emergency medical services back in the day. But I didn't. I took a different course. College didn't help me. Public indoctrination didn't help me. But Biden says it's all about competing. Competing. That's the excuse. That's the argument. Americans can't compete with other countries because they only have 12 years of free education? Really? I think Americans can compete with plenty of countries on multiple levels. But this push for additional education, let's face it, it has nothing to do with competing with other countries. You grow up, you go to school, and you choose a path. It's your will. It's your decision as an individual to choose your path. You want to go to college and earn a degree, go for it. That's your choice. Maybe you want to become a physician. Maybe you want to become an attorney. Those are special, you know, vocations that you need to go to medical school. You need to go to law school. So there are prerequisites for that. There are prerequisites for a lot of things. The world doesn't need more philosophers. The world doesn't need more. There's so many degrees out there. What are you doing with them? You get a philosophy degree, and what are you doing? You're working at a Starbucks and on the Upper West Side of Manhattan because no one's hiring philosophers. But you know, or you're sitting home on the government dime because you're so offended that you can't get a job in your chosen field. Well, maybe you should have chose a better field. So instead of taking an available job, you'll sit home with your nose in the air. Well, I went to school for philosophy. I went to school for underwater basket weaving. Nobody cares. Get off your ass, get a job, survive, live, support a family, or just become a complaining waste of life like these millennial progressive leftists who, you know, think Che Guevara is a hero. But this push for this additional government-controlled and funded education is not education. They want it to be, well, they see it as education, but it's indoctrination, without a doubt. It's the push for the left to continue their effort in the indoctrination of your children. 2 years of preschool for 3 and 4 year olds. Think about the influence bestowed on your 3 and 4 year olds by government employees. Is that something you want? You want government funded educators, indoctrinators, molding the minds of 3 and 4 year olds? The problem. The big problem with society is parents out there that see this as just free daycare as their break from their kids for, you know, 6 hours, for whatever it is, 4 hours, pre-K, half to whatever it is, while they're at work or they do whatever they do. Tennis lessons, ridiculousness. So now the government education system is raising, influencing, and molding the sponge mind of your child in that wonderful, free, government-funded pre-K. What a way to start, right? Get them all ready to go and primed to go into the first 12 years of the indoctrination because, you know, they're out there teaching babies that they're racist. Babies, that they can tell that a baby is going to be racist. This is the ridiculousness of these morons. They're indoctrinating your child with whatever they decide to sneak into the curriculum that week. Critical race theory, gender identity, police are bad, whatever else the woke sickos think of next, our children will be victims of if we don't do something about it. Stand up, take a stand, and fight. This is all part of the plan to get as much of the future generations as woke and liberal as possible. The education system is becoming politicized and a propaganda machine for the left. The government-run education system doesn't want real educators. They don't care. They don't want real educators working in schools that care. They want woke activists. They want woke activists who will not question what their told to teach children. Here it is. This is what we want you to teach. We want you to be a robot indoctrinator. They want teachers to evolve or dissolve. And that is a direct quote from a teacher in Washington State telling other teachers in like this Zoom meeting they had that not conforming and teaching critical race theory is the same as sexually abusing your students. Can you imagine that? It's real. You have to go look up my previous episode, Evolve or Dissolve, and it's all there. The Zoom meeting is there, and this teacher basically told all other teachers, either you're with us or against us, evolve or dissolve, do this or get fired. And in the largest school district, and I believe it's Washington State, and she says, literally says, not conforming and teaching critical race theory is the same as sexually abusing your students. I can't even stomach it. You have to go back, look for the episode of Evolve and Dissolve and watch the video. It's scary to know that these people are teaching our children while we're out making a living to support our family. That's the vulnerability that the left is exploiting, because I talk to so many parents where I say, well, I'm not sending my kid to school in a mask because I'm not doing it. I'm not going to have my child learn this racist critical race theory and have her learn to hate each other or judge people by the color of their skin. That's not how I was brought up. That's not how she's brought up. That's how many parents don't want their children to be raised and brought up and taught. But then they turn around and say, but what choice do I have? I have to work. I have to live. I don't have the luxury of homeschooling my child. I can't afford private school. I'm a big proponent of school choice and bringing your school funding you pay in taxes to you where you choose to have your child educated. I don't think people that do not have children in the school systems in their community, I don't think they should be paying school tax. I agree with that. I think it's highway robbery. The amount of money you pay for school taxes, you should be able to have that. You can't take it and put it in your pocket, but you should that money should follow you to the education institution of your choice for your child. But again, the vulnerability that this left is exploiting, well, everyone has to send their kids to school because everybody has to work. Most people, the majority of people, the large majority of people don't have the luxury of homeschooling or just saying, I'm not sending my kid to that government funding indoctrination program. I'm not doing it. And I understand. But it makes sense. This all makes sense. Raise taxes. Higher product costs. Higher inflation. It makes you have to work more or get another job just to keep up. So what do? You rely on the public school system to babysit your children while you're out there earning a living so your family can thrive and survive. And you hope, I guess with some little bit of trust that I think we all take for granted, you hope while your kid is at the government-funded babysitter that they learn something of value. But you're so busy working that you don't have the time or the energy to really see what your child is being indoctrinated with. And that's the problem, because it's very important to know what your kid is doing in school. It is so important to know what your kid is doing in school. And because everything is so goddamn expensive because of the left's frivolous spending, you can't afford private school, and they got you. And they're just going to keep on with this frivolous spending and this ridiculous inflation and the high product cost because of the inflation and the higher taxes. So you can't afford private school, and they got you. It's just exploitation of the American citizen, of the American taxpayer. We're going to indoctrinate your children. you're not going to have a choice because you're going to have to worry about working hard in this horrible inflation-driven economy. We got you. But they sell it as free education so your children have a bright and successful future so they can compete in the world. Nonsense. Bullshit. Government-controlled indoctrination, not education. That's what it is. They don't care about math. They don't care about history, real history anyway. They have already rewritten a false narrative of history. And now they have it ready to spoon-feed it to our children. That is the fact, and that cannot be argued. You can't break that argument. As Andrew Wilkow, I love him. He's got a great show on Patriot Radio and on Blaze TV. But he says, in his words, and I quote, the great Andrew Wilkow, "We are right. They are wrong. These arguments cannot be broken." And it's true. They'll try with their ridiculous language and phrases. And then, of course, because we are arguing, we're racists and bigots. To hell with them bullshit. We're not racists and bigots. We want what's best for our children. And if wanting the best for our children has them call us names and bully us and whatever else they want to do, you know what? Fuck them. I challenge those to try to argue. I always welcome it. If you told me the country was making it mandatory that all high school graduate boys and girls at the age of 18 serve 2 years in our military, like Israel does, I'd be okay with that over an additional 4 years of formal, government-funded indoctrination. This is not conspiratorial. This is a well-thought-out plan and process by the left to completely eradicate conservatism in our country. That's what they want. They want to indoctrinate the children, brainwash the children, mold the sponge-like minds of children to eventually completely eradicate conservatism in our country. It makes sense. It all starts with the 16-year government-controlled and funded indoctrination and brainwashing of our children in schools, free by the government. It's a fact. And if you want to go ahead and prove me wrong, come with it and give it a shot. So all this talk about additional years added to our public education indoctrination system and what is actually being taught to our children brings up the importance of monitoring what your kids are doing in school. And this has been talked about briefly in the past month or so, but, you know, like news cycles, it comes and goes. And I don't do my shows at the news cycles because a lot of things that get talked about just go off and are never mentioned again. So I like to look at everything and then compile my thoughts and then talk about it. I don't like that everybody does everything the same week as the news cycle unless it's something pressing because it's a discussion to talk about and it's issues that need to be talked about consistently, not just during that week of the news cycle and then bring it up once in a while. It's very important to know what your kid's doing in school. Again, something not a lot of working parents do because they can't. They don't have that ability because they're so busy. They might be working a full-time job and a part-time job or two full-time jobs or four part-time jobs, whatever it is. It's imperative that you know what's being taught to your kids and what to know, what are they being exposed to? What are the teachers saying to them when you're not there? Isn't that important? It's important to me. I know it's important to most, but unfortunately, not a lot of people have that freedom or will to check it out and maybe do something about it or speak out against it. I know a lot of people are worried about speaking out against what goes on in schools because they're worried about being labeled a racist to people in their community. that maybe the coffee book club that they're in won't invite them on Wednesday mornings because they said their kid's being taught something that's racist. Well, too bad. Get over yourself. Do something about it. Don't sit there because you're worried about losing a couple friends because you might speak up that your kid's being indoctrinated. Don't be that asshole. It's imperative to know what your kids are being exposed to. This notion of privacy in the classroom boggles my mind. The idea that there should be privacy, any privacy between government-funded education, basically a government employee and children, it's completely insane that how can anyone believe? I can't believe that so many people, they think privacy in the classroom is okay. It's 100% not okay. There's nothing okay with privacy in the classroom. Protection of kids is great, but who's protecting the kids from the teacher? Let's face it, some of these teachers are complete predators. It's not okay. That's why I'm a firm supporter and believer that there should be a camera in every classroom, in every school in America, full with audio, every classroom. And any parent should be able to access that footage or live feed whenever they want, so they can actually find out exactly what teachers are doing and saying to their kids. And to the naysayers out there, the ones that say they don't want their kids recorded. Okay. So you'd rather not know what your kid is doing or what is being said to your kid by teachers or any school staff for 6 hours a day. You'd rather that, especially now in today's education climate, air quotes there. Take away the teachers. Take away what the teachers are doing or not doing in the classroom just for a minute. Forget about what they might and might not be doing. What about bullying in schools amongst kids? What about those kids that get bullied so much in school they end up jumping off the school roof or hanging in their closet? Tragically and horrifically committing suicide. And you don't really know. Maybe you could have stopped it because of the bullying in the classroom. What about the potential of deterring a possible pedophile teacher or a pedophile member of the school staff from abusing your kid, from abusing students, from doing something inappropriate with a child inside the school? That should be reason enough to want to have cameras everywhere in the school. But what's interesting and really funny, and it's just stupid, is the same people that don't agree with cameras in school I don't want my kid recorded. They're not in an uproar about cameras at street intersections, actually on police officers, in banks, other businesses, doggy daycares, and even children daycares. They don't bark at those cameras. But not in schools. They don't want cameras in schools to protect their children. Are people really that stupid? Or are they afraid of something? 100% there should be cameras in every classroom. Even every entrance and exit. Every common hallway that shows who's coming in and out of the bathrooms. I'll take the risk of nonsense hacking of cameras over not knowing what my kid is doing or what is being taught to my kid or what is being said to my kid in the hopes that maybe it keeps my kid safe knowing that I can access that. They have all these other portals for grades and everything else for parents to have access. They have cameras everywhere. Why not in the classroom? live audio. This is 100% a viable fight. What I mean, it could be to a point where it's a viable fight where I say either install cameras that are accessible to all parents, again, through like a parent portal, which every school has, that they post grades, they post assignments. Oh, we're not sending our kids back until cameras are installed. Imagine if that happened. Unfortunately, it wouldn't, because too many people don't have backbones, because they have to worry about getting to work. You should worry about what's going on with your kids. Yeah. Cameras need to be installed in classrooms. And it's a viable fight that everybody should be starting in their school districts. I mean, me personally, I still want to see the complete abolishment of the public school system and have it all privatized. No more school taxes. And then people will have and be able to use that tax money to pay for the private school of your choice. And I also say fire every single activist wannabe teacher out there. We fund the school system. We vote for the school board members. You know what that means. We control what goes on. And people should embrace that control a little bit and realize we can dictate through board elections, through meetings, board meetings, protests, rallies. We can control it if we really wanted to. And the problem is there is no real unity or no real power, because the numbers aren't there. There are always power in numbers. The people are lazy and complacent. People don't care about the single most important thing in their child's lives because they're too busy. Their schooling. Do you know what is going on in your child's school every day they go? Do you think your child will tell you every detail of their schooling? Every detail. They won't remember half of it. And they won't tell you the bad things. They might be afraid on how they're going to be looked at to their friends or even their teachers. Because humans can be real shitty, even to kids. We've seen those videos where teachers are berating children for whatever it is, because that's a disgusting humanity that's out there. And unfortunately, they also do work in our schools and expose to our children. And the attitude of the busy parent who sees school as a babysitter really has to stop. It's not an excuse. It's not a valid argument. That is what the left progressives are taking advantage of. Your complacency and not paying attention to what goes on in schools. So the pushback on the curriculum is manageable by the schools, because nobody's pushing back on it. So the school administration, they can deal with a little speak out here and there, and still business as usual. We're still going to push this indoctrination curriculum. Know what your kids are doing in schools. Cameras are a viable fight. It's a viable fight. I'm tempted on wiring my kid for sound going to school. And that brings me to the topic again, these activist teachers that have no business being anywhere near our kids, let alone teaching them, with their political ideologies that they should not be sharing in the classroom. These activists that think they're just going to go rogue and fill your kids with their opinions and views has to stop, because that's what they're going to do. It's like having mainstream media in the classroom with some of these activist teachers. Chorus teachers telling students that police officers who work in black neighborhoods kill black men because they want to. That happens. There's an approved curriculum in schools that teachers have to go by and teach. And we may not agree with parts of the curriculum, or obviously, you know, when they want to add damaging falsehoods like critical race theory into it. But we'll put a pin in that for a minute. The basic curriculum: math, science, history, English. No, they don't care about that. They care more about gender identity and who has a penis and who doesn't and who identifies as this and who's racist and America is bad and you're the oppressor and you're the oppressed and victimology. The teachers, the government employees, they have to abide by the approved curriculum. We may not agree with the curriculum. We can fight the curriculum with the state. Absolutely have that right. You can, you know, there's that whole controversy with sex education and when it should be taught and when it shouldn't be taught. And the sex education creeping into the schools. That's been a fight for years. You know, the curriculum, it's a blueprint, a guide. It's not rocket science. I know a lot of teachers. I have teachers in my family, friends. It's a noble job. They're doing it right and nobly. But teachers, they are not rocket scientists. Teachers are not geniuses or gifted scholars. They went to college. They earned a degree. They became a licensed teacher in their state. They go to work and follow a curriculum. And I'm not trying to offend teachers. I think teachers are important, the right teachers. But in my humble opinion, and again, it's just my opinion, it's a profession that is, it's far too often idolized by society for what it really is. You want to blow my mind as a teacher? Take the curriculum away and wing it. Teach and educate without the instructional guide that's known as the approved curriculum. I would bet a lot of money that most teachers, they couldn't do it, or at least do it logically. So now you take what we're hearing about these activist teachers. So now take these 5,000 plus activists. They're activists disguising themselves as teachers. And they vow to teach critical race theory and defy anti-critical race theory laws passed by certain states. A state turns around and says, well, we're banning the teaching of critical race theory. There is this group of 5,000 or more, probably has grown since, activists, they're not teachers, that vow to teach it no matter what. These far-left activist teachers, they're insulting to actual real teachers. But these activist teachers, they're a part of the, it's called the Zinn Education Project. You just call it the Zinn Indoctrination Project. And it's a campaign, it's inspired by this radical leftist, Howard Zinn. He wrote a book called A People's History of the United States. You can imagine what that book is about. Everything far left. America is bad and everything is racist. That's what that book is about by this clown. So these 5,000 plus teachers are involved in this Zinn Education Project. So this Zinn Project, it aims to indoctrinate school kids in identity politics and the organization of social justice movements. So basically, how to separate yourself in identity politics and by race, and how to organize social justice movements so you can indoctrinate as many people as possible. It's like a how-to for becoming an anti-American activist. That's what the Zinn Project is. So this indoctrination project that 5,000 plus teachers in public education systems are signed on to, and it includes the teachings of critical race theory, which we know is a Marxist cultural ideology. It embraces the concept that all social issues should be viewed through the lens of race. Everything should be viewed through the lens of race now. That's what the left says. That's what the Zinn Project says. That's what these activist teachers say. Critical race theory, again, I've said this before. It claims that all white people are the oppressors and all black people are oppressed. This is what these 5,000 plus activist teachers want to indoctrinate your children with. They want to teach them hate. They want to teach them segregation. They want to divide your kids. They want to exterminate conservatism. They want to eradicate anything positive that does not fit the narrative of the sick, woke, progressive left. Well, with all this, the nation's largest teachers union, it's the NEA, the National Education Association, they are determined to promote the teaching of critical race theory in K through 12 schools. Well, that's until Joe Biden adds 4 more years of free government indoctrination. So then they'll have 16 years of just completely screwing up children for life. This teachers union is full of sick indoctrinators. They say they will oppose any bans of the instruction of critical race theory and any teachings of that, you know, chock full of falsehoods, the 1619 Project that was put together by a bunch of morons who think they're poets and essay writers and scholars, intellectuals. They're not. They're racists. That's what they are. But if you think you couldn't get any worse with these just progressive sickos, just wait, there's more. The NEA, National Education Association, they also announced that it plans to join with another racist Marxist organization called Black Lives Matter at School. Yes. And also the Zinn Education Project. This way, they want to call for a rally in support of this. They want the Black Lives Matter at School and the Zinn Education Project want to call for a rally, and you could, on somebody's birthday, you could. It's not Martin Luther King's birthday, that's for sure. George Floyd's birthday is when they want to have the Public Education Teachers Union partnered with Black Lives Matter at School and the Zinn Education Project want to have a rally on the patron saint of fentanyl's birthday. On, I think it's October 14th. So teachers and their union, along with these Marxist organizations, they want to rally on a dead criminal's birthday as a national day of action so they could teach lessons about structural racism and oppression. These are people that are charged with educating our children. Everything is racist, according to them. They're racists. And this Marxist movement wants your kids to hate themselves and each other and our country and convince them that our country is inherently bad and racist and just a horrible, horrible place. Then you have the nation's other largest teachers union, which is the American Federation of Teachers, the AFT. They're completely denying that critical race theory is being taught in K to 12 schools. And that is straight out of the union president's mouth. It's Randy Weingarten. She said that, which was a complete lie because it is being taught in schools, being taught in universities. And it also is sneaking into K and 12 schools. It's being masked as other things. Racial adversity and other fancy names. And then, but then she says it's not being taught in K to 12 schools. Like, oh, don't worry about it. It's not being taught in K to 12 schools. But then she says she will defend any teacher in litigation who teaches critical race theory where it's banned to that nonsense to be taught. So it's just, you know what? Look, just I have a video of this this idiot Randy Weingarten. Just take a listen and watch here.
Let's be clear. Critical race theory is not taught in elementary schools or middle schools or high schools. My words, our union will defend any member who gets in trouble for teaching honest history. We have a legal defense fund ready to go. Teaching the truth is not radical or wrong. Distorting history and threatening educators for teaching the truth is what is truly radical and wrong.
So, these activists, they're desperately fighting to teach critical race theory, which in some schools they already are, but calling it, like I said, other fancy names. And they call it something else because they know the name critical race theory is tainted. Because they know what it really is and what it represents. Then you have another union denying it's being taught. And then they even invited that racist, Ibram X. Kendi, that Biden listens to, that racist author. They invite him to speak at teachers' conferences promoting all of this. The Biden Education Department, the Federal Education Department, they referenced Kendi back in April when it proposed a rule for grants in American history and civics programs that actually incorporate critical race theory and the 1619 Project in their curriculum. So they are, right in April, they're promoting, yes, teach critical race theory in the 1619 Project. We'll even give you grants. And we'll have this Kendi come and speak at teachers' conferences. Paying schools, bribing schools with funding, with grants, to teach this racist nonsense, this racist indoctrination of your child. That Randy Weingarten, everything that just comes out of her mouth is just, it's either lies or just ridiculousness. She's going to defend teachers with litigation paid for by the union, which means they're going to use union dues, which means teachers that are against critical race theory will be paying for litigation for teachers who teach critical race theory and get in trouble and maybe fired. They'll be paying for their defense through the union. That's got to be something, an argument all in itself for teachers that are against critical race theory. The sad thing is, I don't know if the majority of teachers are against it, and that's the problem. That's the problem with public-funded education. So you have one union fighting hard to teach this Marxist racism to children. Another union is denying it's being taught, but vows to legally defend teachers who teach it wherever critical race theory is banned, and to invite a well-known racist to speak at conferences. The bottom line, people, we have to be aware of what is going on in our children's classroom so we can protect them, so we can protect them from this indoctrination and this American Marxism. Because that's what it is. Cameras in classrooms, that is the answer. It's part of the answer. It's not a solution, but it's an answer to some things. It's a start. But in all honesty, again, I think the real answer is to abolish the entire public school education system and make it private. Abolish the school tax system, privatize the education system, and allow people to choose where children get educated. You'll obviously have different levels of tuitions from school to school like universities do. They'll have to have affordable education programs available, obviously. But what about the poor kids? You know, what about the poor kids whose parents don't work or make enough money to pay for school? Well, there are universities in this country that allow the children of employees to attend the school for free, 100% free. And they don't even have to be school administrators or actual teachers either. They could put, you know, people are pushing brooms at universities and their kids are going to school for free. There's always an option. There's grant programs. So many grant programs. And if the schools were privatized, you would see more grant programs. There's tuition assistance, school tuition assistance. You know, if you're not paying school taxes, that money is going towards your child's private education. It could be supplement funding. Is public education ever going away? No. It's just a thought and an opinion. You can leave limited public education in place for those that absolutely can't afford the tuition. Something has to be done in our education system. It's not an easy fix by any means, but we can't have our children victimized. We can't have our children victimized by these damaging, racist, sick ideologies. As parents, we have to pay attention and be prepared to fight like hell to protect our kids. With that, I'm going to leave it right there. I want to thank everyone listening, watching. Get over to the website, thegreatdivide1776.com. I got some really awesome stuff coming down the line. Cool interviews with some cool people. Actually going to be starting a weekly live show. Looks like it's going to be Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to stream on Facebook, YouTube, I think Instagram, Rumble, a couple other places. Also working on having it stream right to the site also, thegreatdivide1776.com. Got a clothing line coming out soon that's going to be pretty awesome. Some really cool patriotic t-shirts, hoodies, and hats, and other things, which you'll be able to check out. So again, thank you. As always, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and most of all, God bless America. You take care. You can reach out to me with opinions and ideas for other episodes at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media at The Great Divide Podcast. And please be sure to leave a review for this podcast so the show can be shared to other listeners. Thank you, and God bless America.